King County says more of its people go into detox for heroin use than they do for alcohol. Well, some elected leaders want to build supervised injection sites, places where drug users can shoot up under medical supervision, with the idea being to keep people from overdosing, to get those people help to stop using, fewer used needles lying around, fewer people using public bathrooms to shoot up. The county's decided to build one safe injection site in Seattle and another in a different part of King County. Tonight, the Bellevue City Council is expected to vote to ban supervised injection sites from its city. Bellevue Mayor John Stokes, welcome to KUOW.
Well, thank you, and glad to be here.
Why are you banning these supervised injection sites from Bellevue?
Well, when it was first brought to us, we didn't know a whole lot about it. It was King County was talking about having the safe injection sites, the CHEL sites, one in Seattle and one somewhere in King County. I mean, realistically, if they're going to put another one somewhere, it's probably not going to be Bellevue. There's a lot greater need in other places, according to the data.
You've said that there's more of a need in South King County than in Bellevue, but why not leave that up to the county? Why come in and say no supervised injection sites in our city?
The potential of locating or even agreeing to locate a safe injection site would just cause a lot of concern about and raise the level of anxiety. We think, one, needlessly, and two, Bellevue just isn't ready to take on that, if it was going to happen, take on that whole responsibility, and not really sure that this is the best way to go on this.
What are those? You mentioned there's concern and anxiety. What are the concerns and anxieties about such an injection site in Bellevue?
What the opponents, what people look at, which is some parts of a real concern, is having injection sites of having people openly using, illegal drugs at a site, attracting people who are drug addicts to the area. People have visions of seeing what they may have seen in other places, where in alleys or in some building or outside a building, as a drug use and
isn't part of the idea to bring the use out of the alleys and into a supervised place with staff hooking users
right.
up with services?
Right. Well, what I understand that, and I think that we have not thoroughly looked into the whole piece, because we don't think it's ready for Bellevue at this time. But on your point, part of the thing that people have been concerned about, and what appears to also happen, is it's going to be inside and it's going to be safe, but you have to make sure it doesn't happen other places. And it appears that, looking at other data in other cities, that, and there are very, very few places have done this, Vancouver is the example that people give, is that it can attract people and there can be usage outside. So that's been the fear that's come up. So that's why one of the reasons it's a concept that is still in progress in terms of working it out and how it would work, and if Seattle, if they want to do one in Seattle, we'll see how that works. That would be good. Now, we do have some council members who say no way, no time anywhere in Bellevue, and that's another conversation. I think.
Do you agree with that? Never.
No,
in Bellevue?
No, I. No, I think if it can be shown to be to save lives, it can be shown to be done in a way that's respectful to the community. If it can be done in a safe way and a clean way, in a sense of this not just turning into a shoot up alley or something like that, I think we have a responsibility to work with people who, a lot of addicts are simply neighbors. Often, family members, friends, or people just really down on their luck and all these things. We have responsibility to do that, and we're doing that in a lot of ways in Bellevue, working with other organizations. But at this point, this concept is just not at that point where it's right for Bellevue now.
Are we in a situation of not in my backyard? So the city after city says, not here, not here. Because you're not against the idea completely, you've said, but where to do it?
Well, I think we're I think we're seeing that while some people may be entirely against it at any time, and not in Bellevue, and that can be translated into, you know, not in my backyard. I think what most people are saying is that we don't think that this is something that we want to get into right now. We don't think it's proven. We think it has all these other pieces that go into it. It's not the right time.
Okay.
And I think that's a difference. And yes, I mean, that is always a problem, and that's that remains to be seen legally how all this gets worked out. But and I would think that maybe there are some cities in King County that have such a high level of a problem that they may be willing to or want to do this.
Bellevue Mayor John Stokes, thanks for the time.
All right, thank you.
The Bellevue City Council will be voting on this ordinance tonight, and the council is expected to ban supervised injection sites from that city.